Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to another edition of EEI News Entertainment.
I'm Delphine, and this is
all you are. I'm Thomas, and I'm going to talk to you about the
baseball. It's about baseball.
Hello, my name is Brian. I am here with International News. I am joined with my friend Luna. She is heads up to news over from overseas.
Now, the weather will be Alexandra. Today will be clouds and cold. Tomorrow should be clear and beautiful and cold. Still be cold. Thursday, snow. Maybe yes. Maybe no. Cold. My best guess is for the weather. Cold.
Good afternoon, Spokane Community College. I am your host, Andrew Sturm, and welcome to another edition of EEI News. We have a wonderful lineup for you guys here today. We have Brian, we have Thomas, we have Taylor, we have Alexander, and also we have Jacqueline, who is right now not with us, but our thoughts and prayers are with her. Hopefully she's doing pretty good. And so we're just going to probably dive right into it. I mean, we got a wacky show for you guys here today. Unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, it is going to be our last show for this quarter. We had a lot of fun bringing you guys a lot of laughs and everything else. So with that said, I hope that everything is... Oh, boy. Can I help you with something, Joker? Yes. See, I would like to thank everybody who supported this EEI News. You guys have done wonderful. And I do have to say, it has put a smile on my face. Okay, is that everything else? Oh, no. I just also wanted to... If you'll excuse me, that would be Batman using the toilet. I'm waiting for him right now. See, he has kind of a upset stomach. Probably it's because of all the bat fruit he's been eating. Bat fruit. I crack myself up sometimes. Well, anyways, so don't let me take your show from you. No, please, go ahead. Take my show from me. You want to be able to talk, so go for it. So, I mean, I'm looking to my left here. I have Taylor and I have Brian. You guys are looking good down there. And I'm not sure, but... Why do you have a duck on your head? Okay, I won't ask. So, Brian won't let me ask him why he has a duck on his head. So, okay. So, but that said, I don't know. I mean, I'm having a pretty good day so far. I mean, I don't know about everybody else, but. Who's hitting the mystery box? Hey, that'll be me. I got my favorite gun out of the mystery box. I'm going to have fun. Nikolai? What did you get out of the mystery box? Did you get, you got a chainsaw. Great. Oh, this is fun. Hold on. What button does this do? Hold on just a second. I think that's the choke. I don't think you're going to want to mess with the choke because if you mess with the choke, it's not going to work at all. And I don't think so. So let me see here. Mess with the choke. Let me see. Do that. Start it up. Pull. Let me see. No, I don't know. Give it here. Just give me the chainsaw. I know how to work it. You know how to work it? Yes. I know how to work it. So, yes.
This is how sausage is made.
I don't want to know if that's how sausage is made. Okay? Like, seriously, that's... You guys are horrible. Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Nikolai. Now you got Joker laughing at your stuff. Hey, I thought it was funny when he made the little heads go boom. You know, it was so funny. I mean, I don't know. Okay, who's hitting the mystery box? Seriously. You guys seriously need to stop.
Eeny, meeny, mighty shotgun.
Rick Toffin, what are you doing here? Okay, so apparently Rick Toffin is here, ladies and gentlemen. So, I'm sorry, but...
Stumpy was rude to the doctor. Stumpy paid the price.
Who is Stumpy?
Oh, he was just a little zombie crawling on the floor.
Okay. So he was basically... Oh, my God. I'm just going to go ahead and pick on somebody right now. Not pick, literally pick on them. But I'm just going to pick on somebody right now. Thomas, question, my friend.
Hey, hold on. Hold on. I almost got chainsawed to work. Let me. Hold on a second. Hold on. Oh, hey, they're getting around. Hold on. They're getting around me real quick. Hold on. Thomas, stand behind me real quick. Let me clear zombies. Let me clear something. Hold on. Ah! Yes. Ah, yes. I love seeing their party particles flying. Okay. Yes. Okay. Okay. I think trouble is over with. Okay. So, Thomas, I see you have new time travel device. Oh, he's not called in. Oh, yes. Oh, sorry, my friend. He's not called in. Thomas, if you can, please, call the 424 number, please. It's the 424-243-9540. I'm pretty sure we can do whatever, you know. I'm pretty sure we can. No, no. Oh! Uh-oh. Sorry about that. Rick Toffin accidentally stepped on someone's toe. Okay, so we're going to get Thomas here. Thomas is going to call in. He looks like he's grabbing his phone. I mean, hey, you can't, you know, you can't get a chainsaw at any regular, you know, Home Depot. You have to get it, you know, you have to get it from the mystery box.
Buy that for a dollar.
Yes, I do would buy that for a dollar. Yes. I mean, seriously, like, I think it's fun. Okay, so, Thomas, what is your number when you call in, my friend? Oh, and we can, we can call you. We can prank call you. We can hang up and ask if your refrigerator is running and then click. Just kidding. There he is. Okay. So, Thomas, my friend, how is everything going through the circuits of time, my friend? I see you have a time travel device on wrist. Or is that your fancy car over there with the gentagens?
Yes, it is going good. I have been many places. One of the places I'm traveling to right now is ancient Germany at the turn of World War II.
Oh, yes. There's a civil war and, yes. Yeah, how dare you, you bring up a good point. You bring up a good war. Yes, I know many of my ancestors who have fought in that war.
Takio?
Yes.
What are you doing here?
I came to say hi to everybody on EEI News.
and wanted to say, Thomas, he probably met my ancestor, the great Takio.
I might have.
I don't think he's met your ancestor. Oh, I'm pretty sure he has. I see katana hanging above head. He gave my grandfather an honorable save. So you're saying he saved your grandfather from zombies? Yes, he saved my grandfather from zombies. He saved your grandfather from zombies. That's why Thomas has the katana above his head. Yes, it is to symbolize a great warrior. I'm done. Anyways, Thomas, so you went time traveling. So that's pretty cool.
Yes,
so where else are you planning on going to?
Maybe the White House.
Nice. So what other places are you thinking about probably going?
Always wanted to see the Grand Canyon.
Nice. Yeah, I kind of wanted to see the Grand Canyon, too. I'm just, kind of wondering. Would you guys stop hitting the mystery box? Sorry about that. I'm trying to get gun here. Leave me alone. Okay. Well, sorry about that. They're hitting the mystery box, Thomas. I'm sorry. Anyways, so that's pretty cool. So any plans for this spring break?
As I said, I'm heading to Oregon Coast.
Nice, nice. Sorry, I couldn't hear you with all the ruckus in the background. I think Nikolai just screamed at his favorite gun that he just got. Yes, I'm happy. Okay. It's I don't know. Sorry about that. I hit the wrong button. Okay. So anyways, so thank you, Thomas. I hope you have a wonderful weekend, my friend. And let me know if you need anything. Yeah, let me know if you need anything. If you need to, say something, wave your hand or whatever in front, I can see you. So anyways, next, I miss this guy. And Thomas, you got to teach me that. That is so awesome. And he is not here anymore. That is so cool. But he did leave a little scorch mark on the ground. That is not going to clean up afterwards. Okay. So Thomas, thank you again, buddy. I know you're probably doing the circuits of time right now. So I'm going to go ahead, and I missed this guy yesterday or 2 days ago. I want to talk with him. I want to see how he's doing, see what the weather's like. Alex is not on yet? Alex is not on yet. All right. So, Alex, we got to call in, buddy, if you can. The 424-243-9540. And we will be able to get you here on the air. And he is right now finishing up his weather report. He is up. He's controlling the weather now. He's like a weather wizard. Now it's sunny. Now it's cold. Now it's sunny. Now it's cold. Now it's rainy. Well, Alex is the weather guy. I mean, he can control the weather if he wants. He can just be like, poof, it's sunny. Poof, it's rainy. And if he wanted to, he could just go, you know what? Poof, I blanket the whole world in snow. There you go.
There you go.
He can just, like, clap his hands. And sorry, I'm having troubles with chainsaw. It's stuck. I got it working again. Okay. So, I really do not know. I mean, I'm sorry for the wacky, zany guys, people, but I would like to say something. Guys, I'm trying to get Alexander to call in. Can you guys,
Hey, what is up, my homies? I wanted to say hi. How you doing? I came in Tuesday to say hi, but nobody came. Nobody said hi to me. I don't know what's inside the mystery box. They won't take me. They won't let me touch it. They say I'm a baby. They say I'm a baby and I can't touch the mystery box because I'm not in the gun. I'm sorry, I just knocked over my blocks. You knocked over your block. Yes, I was going to say hasta la vista, but I didn't know how to spell. You don't know how to spell hasta la vista. But anyway, let me introduce my friend. He's so cool. Let me introduce Alex. Alex, how are you doing today, my friend?
Come on, dude.
I think he's having some control of the weather.
I gagged Andrew. He's okay. He's fine. You guys, knock it off. Like, seriously, you guys, stop trying to take over the show. This is their show, not. What did you hit?
I have no idea.
What are you doing here, Nuke? Duke?
Nuke?
I called him Nuke. Can you believe that?
It's Duke. Okay, Duke, what do you want? I just came here to say goodbye to everyone who's tuned in to us for the EEI News. We're not even wrapped up yet. Oh. Okay, well, where are the babes at?
The babes? There's no babes. Okay, can you guys, you know, do something here with this guy?
Hey, Nikolai. It looks like you're having problems with that chainsaw. Do you need some help?
Oh, yes. You know, I'm having problems with the choke. I always make the choke, you know. I always run on the choke. I don't know why.
Well, see, there you go. You got to give it a little more oomph. A little more oomph? You guys are weird. I swear. So... who's building?
Sorry, I'm building the windows up for zombies so they don't break in windows.
You're doing a nice, wonderful carpenter job, but it's not working.
Sorry, I hit a nuke. I did not mean to. Who did not get points off of that?
Nobody got points off of the nuke. The whatever, just, I don't know anymore. What was that? I have no idea. Oh, it's a dog. Oh, boy. It's a howl. Oh, boy. Well, I don't know. So, I'm going to go ahead and randomly pick on somebody here real fast. Taylor! What's going on in the world of sports to the best of your knowledge, my friend? No problem. You might need to switch over to the from the mute. Did you, Brian, you didn't stop them? Why didn't you stop them?
I said Adler to do it.
Okay. Well, looks like Adler's with them. But anyways, sorry, Thomas, or sorry, Taylor, about that. All I saw was them just taking off in a plane. And there's the pilot. The pilot is gagged. Anyways, my bad, Taylor. Go ahead. Sorry for interrupting you. Nice, nice. Nice. Yeah, I cannot wait for everything to open back up again. And I really can't wait. I mean, I'm waiting for, you know, to see everybody and to see everybody's faces again and everything and just to say hi to people. Greg. Alex. Put something on there. In the chat. But yeah, no, I miss seeing everybody right now. I mean, I miss seeing my friends and my family. I mean, I see my mom, I see my brother, and I see my daughters and everything, but it's just more of like, I just want to be able to go hang outside at the park or riverfront or whatever, and just being able to just say hi to everybody again, like chill out. But then again, it's just like, eh. Yeah, it's, and this is the part of the EEI news where we kind of tone things down a little bit with that. It is kind of stressful, and I bet not only are you feeling that way, Thomas, or Thomas, oh my gosh, I'm sorry, Thomas, Taylor. Taylor Thomas, there you go, Jonathan Taylor Thomas. I'm joking. Anyways, no, I feel you there. I feel you there on, you know, the just tired of seeing people wearing and tired of people seeing, you know, you're tired of seeing people wear masks and stuff. And it's just like, come on, I want to be able to hang out with my friends and family and be able to have fun and, you know, do what we did like 2 years ago, maybe, you know, or whatever, like hang out. But, yeah. I feel you there. My heart goes out right there. Yeah, it's the coronavirus has really taken a toll on a lot of folks' stress and everything else. And not only their stress, but their depression as well, their mental health. It's kind of making them, eh. But, this just in, Alex has another weather. Okay. So, anyway, I'm sorry, Taylor. Sorry about that, buddy. So, Taylor, thank you very much, my friend. So, you have a wonderful weekend, Taylor, and hope to have you have some fun in the summertime. So sorry about that, Alex. I just got handed an important note. So Alex, my friend, my dear buddy, what's going on in the world of weather?
Out there. Temperature is 5 degrees for the rest of this week. For Burners Marine, that is took my trip to Siberia. Temperature then dropped to minus 17, but there was always a warm building within running distance. And if you go outside in Siberia, someone would be sure to drag your frozen body back home. Well, that is, unless the wolves got to your body first. Okay, so what about the weather for the Green Acres area? First, the good news. The next 3 days, including the weekend, will be nice and warm for March with the daytime temperatures in the high 40s to mid-50s. Now, the bad news. It will be cloudy throughout the entire weekend, and there is a 50% chance of snow on Monday. Anyway, this is Alex with the Mount Everest Weather Edge.
Did he just say snow? That's the worst word ever. Snow. Ugh, boy. Well, thank you, Alex. That was awesome, buddy. Sorry about, you know, you getting confused with the last segment. But no, you're good. That was good. Oh, I like that. So I'm looking at Milwaukee Road 200, seeing what's going on in the international news with Brian. Brian, what's going on in the international news, my friend?
Nothing new. Nothing really special going on here.
Nothing new.
Well, I do have one piece of information I do need to lead on. It's something to do with some type of ship stuck in the Suez Canal.
It better not be my ship.
Nikolai? Go away. Sorry about that, Brian. Go ahead.
Apparently, for what the reports read, a ship was on its way towards the Netherlands full of cargo from Evergreen. And as far as I'm aware, the ship was going through the Suez Canal when the wind picked up and just... I don't know which way the ship was going, but they report that the bow was going this way and the stern was going this way, so I think it got stuck sideways.
So there could have been like the current went that way and then...
Well, no, it was the wind. It pushed the ship. I don't know how fast the winds were going.
No.
I mean, to push a 30,000-ton ship on it to get stuck, it doesn't take... It's unusual, how am I supposed to say it?
Yeah.
But it rarely happens in the Suez Canal. And as far as I'm aware, they're supposed to get it out. It's going to take like 3 days to get it unstuck.
3 days to get it unstuck.
Well, it got stuck yesterday, and then it's still stuck there today, and then tomorrow they might have it out. But they got two possibilities what they're going to do. One is either get the ship unstuck with barges and tugs, or the other question is unload the cargo and basically have it shipped by another ship, which is time-consuming. You got to think about it. The millions of tons of cargo on that ship is worth like a lot of, Andrew, you know, like all these computers we have in this room?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you load the ship, how many containers are on that ship? If you fill with all the same stuff,
mm-hmm.
how much cargo it's got? It's worth a lot of money. And the shipping company, and this ship came from China.
Mm-hmm.
So they say it was the wind's fault by doing this. And trust me, a ship being stuck in the Suez Canal is very rare and very... weird looking.
I bet. I bet there's a lot of stuff going on that we don't even probably know yet on.
Right. But you also got to know that the Suez Canal is still a hot spot for... because two countries are trying to claim who owns the bloody thing. Apparently, they say Egypt has claimed that they have control over it, but the issue is, though, other people think otherwise.
Otherwise, like, how, like, what do you mean otherwise?
It means like the other side is saying, no, I have control over it, and they show the papers.
Oh. Oh, I see. Yes. Oh, yeah, they do that whole thing. Yeah. Like, oh, hey, no, I'm
it's like, we don't need another war, please, at this point.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Like, with the war with the... Oh, what's the war? The war with the North Koreans? That's a war we can... Well, you don't know that.
Yeah, we do.
It's pretty much a propaganda war.
We know. We know that there's... We there is no war.
But the war of propaganda to say whose country is better.
Yeah.
And as we all know, that North Korea does have no propaganda whatsoever. Sure, they have their giant missile. Was that proving a point?
Well, we also don't want to, like, have them, you know, we don't want to start anything.
No, if some war starts and basically we had nothing to do with it, then it's not our problem.
Well, in a way. I mean, I don't really know if there's a war, and if there's a war going on, I'm pretty sure everybody would know. I'm pretty sure, you know, since, you know, there was no war in North Korea that we know about. There's no nothing that we know about. And as far as I know, it's they're testing missiles.
Which is a concern to us, because if they do try to launch one.
Yeah.
Then we will find out.
But more than likely, it's all, I mean, it's pretty much as I think of it as, and I look at it as, I'm thinking it as, it's pretty much just like, it's a, as you said, it's a propaganda, it's a thing.
It's propaganda, basically.
But
it's like,
it's basically trying to, I think, dare the countries, you know, like, I dare you to do this. I dare you to do that.
Yeah, it's like that. It's pretty much dare do you want to.
But then again, you know, they also got to understand, though, too. I mean, not only do they fire, when they fire their nuclear weapons, quote unquote, whatever,
yeah,
you know, that fallout is also going to hurt them, too.
Considering who the missiles are targeting.
Exactly, because each missile is targeted somewhere. You got to understand that, too, in a way. I don't know that for sure. I haven't been told all that. But in my mind and in my brain, I'm thinking that if we have missiles here, nuclear missiles, whatever, they're probably aimed at North Korea somewhere. I don't know. But let me finish. But they're probably aimed there. And Russia's nukes are probably aimed at us or whatever. And then it's basically going like this. That's
basically figuring out whoever launches first is going to mean launching the others.
And it's pretty much in my way, and you can exploit, delete this if you want from my vocabulary if you want. My instructor can bleep this out of here, but personally, I think it's just who has the bigger genitalia, you know? That's what I'm saying. That's what I think. Like, who has the bigger...
And I'm looking at the propaganda war that North Korea is doing, like the military parade, for example. Like, there's one... We don't do that because we don't want to show off our technology to the world, because apparently we don't want people to find out.
Well, even on the news, like, what was it? I don't know if you read, but someone told us on Tuesday, what was it, that... Putin challenged Biden and was just like, I dare you to start something. So pretty much, like I said, it's all, to me, an ego and who has the bigger genitalia of the country, you know, like, and it's stupid. It's so stupid.
It's literally stupid. But what? Like, why would you tell?
Exactly. And it's just pretty much just to see
who has the bigger...
Yeah, who has the bigger and who, you know, wants to flip the switch, you know?
Yeah, pretty much.
But it's like, if they do that, though, like I said, they got to realize that the fallout
of that is basically going to mean bigger.
And then there's nothing for them to conquer after that, or to rule after, you know?
And,
I mean, it's to me, I think it's kind of effed up, Sorry for saying
that.
It is. But it is effed up. A lot of these, to be honest with you, like.
Well, the reason why I'm saying this is because North Korea and Russia do the military fight, but the reason why we don't do it because it's too much money, it's too much time consuming, and it's a waste of money to do it. I mean, think about it. You know how much it's going to cost to bring every single tank? Pretty much every, and then, you know what I mean. It's going to cost that much money.
Oh.
Money that we're trying to not.
North Korea and Russia, yeah. So you need to kind of tweak that a little bit.
I'm still working on it, but it's just the way I'm looking at it. Like, so they're doing a military parade, but we can't do it, but we don't want to because we don't want to show off our new technology to people we don't know that we have time developing. You understand what I'm saying about that, because we don't want to give the enemy the upper hand on stuff. Mostly I'm concerned with.
Yeah.
It's best that we keep our new toys a secret until they're finally been tested.
Okay, I'm just going to let you guys know right now what the secret is, what we have. Okay, are you guys ready for this? We're getting closer. I'll tell you. This is what we have. We have the power coins. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We have the power coins. We can transform into Power Rangers. That's the secret weapon. We're going to call on our Zords, and we're going to rain down upon you guys with a lot of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. I'm just kidding. We got Bumblebee. Yeah. I mean, one thing I really do wish, ever since I did see it, though, I thought that they did a really good job on the first Transformer movie. Like, I thought they did, like, bringing all the cars. I actually thought some cars were actually Transformers. That's a nervous little laugh.
Well, one can only hope if you want that.
Oh, no, dude. I realized, what was it? All Dodge and Chevys are Decepticons. I'm joking. But, no. You look back at all of this. You look back at all the movies and stuff that, like, take place, like, 2-3 years into the future, and you're sitting there going, wow, I wish we had that. You know, it's like already blah, 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 blah.
Giant robots do the work for us. It'll be better.
You know, the other day I was watching iRobot. And we're already in like 2021. But yet in there, it was like 2025 or whatever. And then we already got like advanced robots like Sunny and all that. And it's just like... And where do we get this? When do we, the people, the citizens of the United States, when do we get something like that? Like, when do we get, you know, an advanced AI machine to cook food for us?
True.
But, you know, but anyways, folks, we have 90 seconds left for the show. You guys have been wonderful. Sorry for being all goofy and everything and zany, but it is our last show, and we do want to kick things off with one hell of a funny laughter stop for you. So hopefully you guys can tune in next quarter. I'm sorry to say I won't be here. I am so sorry. I know. I'll be signing autographs at the door. If you guys want, be taking headshots. I'll be posing, kissing babies, handshakes, whatever. But I'm sorry to say, though, yes, I won't be here next quarter, but hopefully the next host will be as fun and as zany as I am. It was a pleasure giving you guys or letting you guys listen to my very, very nice, pleasant voice. So I want to say Alexander, Taylor, Brian, and Thomas, and Jacqueline, I know if you're listening, I want you guys to have a wonderful spring break, have an awesome weekend. And thank you guys so much. Again, it wasn't me. It was all you guys. You guys did everything. You guys did wonderful. So with that, I will see you guys later and have a wonderful day. This is Andrew Sturm signing off. Sayonara, my friend.